Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Hey guys, what's up? Welcome to Let's Talk Together. Anupale Ensemble live on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, sponsored by Women Empowerment Movement Group, Star Apple, with your host, Lady T. My guest is on the way. My guest is no other than Wilmer Noel. Okay, so he is on the way. Don't forget, the number to call us today is 323-6232. 325-4316, 325-4259. Communauté Haïtien, Miosaka, Fed, Comanouye. Bienvenue à l'émission En nous parler ensemble. OK? All right. So, my guest is on the way. I don't know what's going on, but he's running late today. He is no other than, like I said, Wilmer Noel, a young man who's making a difference in the you know, community itself, not only the Haitian community, but, you know, in the country itself. You can't just speak for just the community. You got to talk for the whole country, you know. He's un monde qui a fait une différence dans la communauté haïtienne. C'est pas seulement dit communauté haïtienne, mais la fait différence dans la communauté BMA même. Côté dans la constituency, il y a un Angleston. Côté, il y a un basketball camp pour les jeunes messieurs qui vous connaissent. Les messieurs qui pas connaissent, côté pour vous faire, qui pas dans bon chemin. La perdue, you know, he has a basketball camp where he go and assist these young men that he's teaching them the way and what to do and where to go. And, you know, it's really nice. And so I had to invite him to the show because of the good work that he's doing. All right. We will be right back.
Hi, I'm Don. We talk about current events, issues of national importance, and basically anything interesting.
Me, like, who born in the 60s, right? From my ear, people talk and they sound like us. There's a Bahamian.
And you're suggesting that if you don't have family rooted in a family island, then you're not really Bahamian.
Still, your weekly dose of something different.
Right. And basically, every 5 years, we sell a different dream. We're 5 years away from a better country.
The Eye Opener, Saturdays at 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., only on Guardian Radio 96.9.
Talking about a revolution. No, this is not a game.
The show that takes you into the world of leaders.
It all goes into the consolidated fund. Some countries have actually given their citizens a check.
Who use their influence to bring about positive change.
What do you think that has done to the state of mind, the psyche of the electorate?
Backbenching politics gives a voice.
The illegal immigration problem that we have is the fault of greedy behaviors.
Mm-hmm. Best managers of the economy of the Bahamas. We are the best managers of this
Listen
country.
To Influencers. With host Lady Shima on Guardian Talk Radio 96.9 FM.
Influencers, now on Saturdays at 11 a.m. right here on Guardian Radio 96.9.
Tune into Candid, where we have real talks with real people. With your hosts, Anise Bell and Sinead Forbes, we present real issues within the country for the youth and by the youth. We talk about anything from politics, relationships, the economy, and so much more. Don't forget to tune in weekly on Guardian 96.9. See you soon and keep it real, Bahamas.
Tune in to Candid, Saturdays at noon, here on Guardian Radio 96.9.
A bold new era calls for a new mindset, fresh ideas, and a renewed commitment to innovation. Join us for University Drive and the Path to Progress. Enter the conversations about higher learning. Follow the shapers and drivers of change. We're shining a light on matters that impact you, your community, and the world. Travel the road of progress with us.
University Drive, a University of the Bahamas talk show right here. On Saturdays at 1 p.m. on Guardian Radio 96.9.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Together. Anu Pale Ensemble, my guest, indeed is here live on the radio. Wilmina Noel. Wilmina Noel, good night. How are you? Good evening.
I am great. How are you?
I am awesome. It's good to have you here today.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure.
Listen, you are doing such a wonderful job. I just had to invite you to the show because I love, you know, the positive work that you're doing in your constituency, in your community, and for the country.
Yes, thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. So listen, the reason that I invited you here is I want to know what really made you start the campaign.
Hey, listen, first of all, I'd like to say thank you so much for inviting me here. Mm-hmm. Listen, hey, for those that are listening, this is my number one talk host
thank you.
In the country. She's well, man. She loves the community and loves people around her. So once again, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
So what made me start was it's deeper than what we think.
Mm-hmm.
First, we have to understand that the future generations, our young people,
mm-hmm.
say Jen Munyo. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
And we have to understand that if we don't, if we don't take care of them, and then we're not safe,
mm-hmm.
and then we're not good.
Mm-hmm.
So I understand that, you know what? If I decide to give my son the best clothes, the best house, the best cars, and my neighbor's son that did not grow with a father figure in his life,
mm-hmm.
right? And he decide that, you know what, he's going to follow in his father's footsteps.
Mm-hmm.
And when my son and his son grow up together, my son still isn't safe.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying to you?
Right.
So instead of just making sure that my son is sorted out, I want to make sure that your son is sorted out. Daughter is sorted out. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
To make sure that we empower each other, especially our younger generation. That's what initially helped.
I love it. Listen to me. I am in love with what you're doing. And it's always good to have, you know, I would say it's always good to have young men, you know, doing something positive.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's too much that are on the wrong side, and you know, you always hearing, but this one getting shoot up, that one getting shoot up. So when I see that kind of work, you know, it really touched me and it moved me. So I'm really impressed by what you're doing. So how long have you been doing this?
Through the grace of God, I've been doing this for 6 years now. And just shout out to Howard Thompson and George Sands and Robo, because they were the ones that actually inspired me along with the sponsors.
Right.
Because when I was growing up, as soon as I came from school, I was on a basketball court. They kept, like, Robo kept up all of my time in a positive way. So I didn't have the chance to go on the streets, hang out with my friends. You understand? He instilled in us. He just didn't just show us how to play basketball. But what he did was show us how to give people respect and how to react with people and show people respect in all aspects.
Okay. Now, what would you say to those young boys out there, you know, that lost the way? I would say keep... Let me speak in Creole, because auditeur, auditrice, moi qui branché à soi, comment nous y est, première fois. Et soit tu as dit des jeunes, si mon yo qui déroa, qui besoin en chemin, qui pas qu'on côté pour y faire, qui sont tu y perdu. What would you say to the young boys that are out there, you know, the ones that are lost and that don't know where to go? Like I said, that needs guidance.
Yes, I would say this, through the grace of God. So I'm glad you team on you. Say, put me by. Go in your community and find that leader. Or find, whether it's in church, school, find that person that you look up to, that you see that is moving in a positive way. And if you don't have that person, you can contact us, through the grace of God, at 433-7572, and we will try to be that person for you. Because like you said, there's a lot of, majority of our crimes are done by young men in our community. And if we don't start with them, then how do we start? How do we start to implement change?
And, you know, I was talking to somebody the other day and I told them, I said, listen, whether you are a Bahamian citizen, a paper Bahamian, once you are in this country, whatever you do, it affects us.
You're so right.
Yeah, it affects us because, listen, you looking at the world now with Ukraine and Russia. Look where we are. We way in this little Bahamas and we are affected from it. You know, it's impacting us big time. Like, I put $30 gas in my car and I'm like, where the hell did this gas go?
Listen to me.
I don't know. Like, I'm like, where does gas go? Because I just put this gas in my car and I move from one place to the next and the gas was finished. You understand? So... you could imagine if they are living here, it's even worse.
It's deep.
And that's what we don't look at. Like, we don't look at the bigger picture. We like, oh, you know, those Haitians. No, they are here.
Exactly.
We are one. We need to do what's right for the country. At the end of the day, this is the only country that we have. We're not going anywhere else.
Exactly.
No matter what anybody else said.
You're so
petite,
right.
Jean, Joseph, we are one. I might as well tell you.
Exactly.
We ain't going nowhere and we love this little country. So we all want what's best for the country and itself. And our young men is our number one priority.
Exactly.
Because they are the future. They are the leaders. It makes you feel so good to see, you know, they doing good things. So definitely when they doing bad things, you feel hurt. Like, you know. You want to do something about it. You want to make a change. You want to be there. You want to talk to them. You want to lead them the right way.
Definitely.
So it's really important to try and stir them the right way to go. So, Noel, I'm really happy to have you on the show. So let's keep talking about how, where these young men could find you. And because I know you went Angleston, right?
Yeah, definitely.
You went Angleston, which is your constituency. So I'm happy to know that you are impacting your constituency in a positive way.
Yes, definitely.
And you are making a difference. That's what counts.
Yes, definitely.
If everybody would do that, then, you know.
See, that's my thing. See, I feel as if, you know, we shouldn't have to wait on private sectors, governments, other persons. Like, we can do it ourselves. We have to be the change. And like I said, this goes deeper than, although we are having... a basketball camp, a free basketball camp. I don't care if you're from Bahamian descent, Haitian descent, Jamaican, Russian, Ukraine. We're welcoming you. You understand? Just to be an impact, to start off as leaders. You understand? Through the grace of God. So So that being said, it'll be on April 2nd. All right. So that's a Saturday. we're still inviting every young man that's in the constituency of Anglesen Tout, jeune petit garçon yo depogé en neve, petit garçon qui n'a l'âge 8.
From 8?
Yes. From 8 to 21. You understand, we're inviting all young men to come over and so we can adjust and still basketball them so they can get scholarships and go to the NBA, but also respect. Mm-hmm. Try hard so we can work with other different companies to give them jobs. You understand? Mm-hmm. First of all, it's spiritual because we can't forget that because without God, you're nothing. Mm-hmm. You understand? You have no significance in this life if you don't have God first. So first spiritual and then we have the physical man. So that's basically what we're trying to do. And like I tell you once again, Tadley, and it encourages me so much to know that you're doing this. Mm-hmm. And when you invited me, it showed me that you're about change too.
Right,
you understand?
Right,
It's not just about, okay, what's happening and the drama. You want to know about world peace and how we can help the Bahamas, especially from a Bahamian, from Haitian descent. Mm-hmm. So that I loved it. And so when you called me, I was like, yeah, I definitely want to do it. Because like I said, we have to make sure that we instill in our young people what needs to be instilled in a positive way.
Yeah.
Because like I said, we are the future. They are the future generation. And if I only make sure that my son is great and you give your son the best cars, the best hosts, the money, and I give my son, what you giving your son, say, for example, if I gangbang, right? God mm-hmm. forbid. And I used to gangbang and now I'm in jail. But you're doing good. You understand? Mm-hmm. And now my son looking at your son and he's envying your son. So you think your son is still safe?
No.
He's not safe.
He's not safe.
But if you could take care of your son, my son, and try to help us together, mm-hmm. the world becomes a better place.
I quite agree with you. Noel, listen, it's awesome. It's awesome. I don't know what to say.
Thank you so much.
I commend you on the work, work that you're doing. Et communauté haïtienne, ça qu'a fait comme nous y a ça, on nous branche à Guardian 96 après 9 FM. Côté animatrice Paulala Lady T, vous connaissez femme communauté à Panou. Le numéro pour nous relever ma soeur, c'est 323 62 32 325 43 16 325 42 59. M'gen Noël avec qui parler de comment nous ca aider jeunes garçons yo qui qu'on y a cap lever, vous comprenez qui pas connaître qui direction pour y faire, j'aime te dire cap qui senti au perdu et il gagne un basketball camp in Anglesen. Moun ki soti na Anglesen yo, li gen basketball camp sou gen ti petit ou, ti moun l'âge la commence à 8 ans. À 8 ans pou 21 ane, sou gen ti petit pou ou gen ti garçon ki pa fanye nan la, ki pa fanye kayou. Ou ta voye, y voye nan basketball la paske y gen discipline, y ap edike, y ap edé, sou voye la pou la ale, pou la jwe, pou jwenn moun ki ka aide. La fini tout si la fois parler nan la caille là tout. Ou sont tout fatigué avec ces voyer dans basketball camp. Ou comprendre parce que là ou mette ti moun nan. Nan mitan bon moun ki ka aide, nan mitan bon moun ki ka montre un chemin positif. C'est ça li besoin, ou comprendre? Parce que parfois gen nou nan caille là comme fi, nou gen ti garçon yo pa gen papa nan caille là. So tout sou ta jwenn un garçon ki a qui a comme gardé ça même qui a metté non chemin droit qui a mené non chemin droit c'est là pour nous voyer ça toujours bon l'occasion dans monde qui ca aide avec ti moun nan parce que nous toujours dit oh ti moun yo pa vle changer mais nous pas battre pour nous voyer côté qui ca aide yo tout grand pile aide yo grand pile monde qui ca aide ti moun yo tout en gens positive ou comprendre ou pas ca connaître jodi a qui ça ti next ki moun nan ca aide. How do you know? We might be the next big thing.
Exactly.
Next big buddy heel.
Exactly.
So it's good to invest in your child and, you know, do what's necessary because this camp is free.
Free of
this
charge.
This is a free camp.
Free of charge.
And you have a lot of single parent, I would say single mothers out there. Mm-hmm. And sometimes they don't even have a brother in their family or, you know, a male figure. And it's good to, you know, if you have these positive leaders in the constituency, in the community, who's reaching out to these young men and who could help them and start them the right way, why not send them?
Exactly.
Why not send them to get discipline? And I'm sure you guys have all type of educational, you know, mm-hmm. stuff there that can assist them in any kind of way that they may need and mentor them and talk to them, you know. It's always good to do so. Pablier, nous branchons sur Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Sponsor moi, c'est Women's Empowerment Movement Group, Star Apple. Big up to Mildred Murphy, doing an awesome job as usual. Le numéro pour nous relayer, ma soeur, c'est 325-42-16. Don't forget you tune in live to Guardian 96.9 FM. The number to call is 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. I have Wilmin Noel as my guest here. So, guys, call in if you have any questions. You can call in if you have any concerns too. You can call in if you're from the Angleston area. It's good to call in. Okay, we will be right back.
Bala boy in his phone.
What you mean? He take picture of that good for nothing boy?
Shh, you don't want Bala hair. You say that. You know she always say that's my good child.
So what he doing in Junior phone?
Oh, he there because the police looking for him. He on that wanted list.
Wanted persons in your phone now?
Yes, child. And when police want find anybody quick, after something happen, they can send picture direct to your phone. Go to Google Play or App Store and search for Crack Crime Bahamas, then pick install and it will go straight to your phone.
There is also a section on missing persons.
Yes, girl. Everybody needs to get this app so police can tell us right away when these people go missing. Just like an alert system.
Yes, it has numbers for Crime Stoppers Bahamas so you can call and nobody knows you. Call directly to Miami and give the information without giving your name or anything about you. I tried it the other day and when I hear Junior and his boys talking about where they hide those guns, I walk quick around the corner and call that number.
Call 328-8477 from Nassau or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
COVID-19. Do not panic. Be prepared. Some persons may get worried and feel stressed whenever there's an outbreak of diseases like COVID-19. Do not panic. It is better to be informed and prepared. Talk to a healthcare professional about your concerns. Make a plan for how you will keep your home and workspace clean and disinfected. Practice proper hygiene and preventative actions such as proper hand washing and coughing and sneezing etiquette. Stay informed about local COVID-19 updates from trusted and reliable sources.
This message brought to you by Bahamas Ministry of Health in conjunction with Guardian Radio.
Loss of family members is very isolating, and people who have experienced loss appreciate when others have shared their grief. If you can't be there in person, go to the Nassau Guardian's website online at thenassauguardian.com and visit our obituary link. The Nassau Guardian's interactive obituary link allows you to read the funeral announcement, express condolences, or place photos on the online guestbook for one full year. Losing a loved one is painful, but that pain isn't the worst thing to happen. Friends, loved ones, colleagues, and neighbors who ignore the loss compound the pain. Should the bereaved family wish to place the obituary and photos on our obituary site, just contact the Guardian's funeral industry partners or the Nassau Guardian. Remember, there isn't one magic right thing to say to someone experiencing loss that will make the loss less painful or easier to bear. The Nassau Guardian's obituary link, available online at thenassauguardian.com.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Together in English. Anou parle ensemble en Creole, okay? I still have my guest tonight is Wilmin Noel, and we are talking about the good work that he's doing in his constituency, you know. Like I told him, it's a pleasure to have him at the radio station. And so keep talking. Let's go.
Yeah. Thank you so much. Once again, yes. Also, to my partners, Perry Lubing and Dion McPhee. Like I said, this is something that we always had in plan to help young persons expose their hidden talents, whether you're not getting that much promotions and that much businesses, however it is to help young persons. Like I said, that's what we always wanted to do. And like I said, it's bigger than that. Because like I said, we believe personally, if we all make it in life through the grace of God, the world can be a better place.
Mm-hmm.
Especially if we can help one another. That's our intended goal. Like I said, it's bigger than just coming here on the radio and speaking, but actually knowing that you actually wanted to initiate it first. Because mm-hmm. like I said, you saw the flyer and immediately with your positive mindset, you was like, hey, let's reach out and let's get this Bahamas wide. You mm-hmm. understand? So I truly respect it because like I said, now we can, I know where everybody headed that. So it's the fact that I'm seeing you have hope in our younger generation it's such a wonderful thing. And I'm saying to each and every young man out there that's facing depression, you feel as if you need to go on the road to sell drugs or you need to be involved in organized crime, you don't. You really don't, bro. Like, and through the grace of God, once you find yourself, trust me, you will never ever go back. First and foremost, you have to find God. And once you're able to find God, he'll be able to direct your path. Because like I said, every young man has a bright future because that's what God wants for us. He said, for he knows the plans he has for us. So once we be able to stay in line and young men be able to stay in line, you can become that successful person that no one thought that you would ever become.
That is nice. I love that, which is correct. So how would you like to see your constituency, you know, Angleston, for example? Because you started the campaign because you felt like, you know, it's a lot of kids that need your help. So how would you like to see it? Well, I would say the young men mm-hmm. in Angleston, how would you like to see them?
Well, how I would like to see them, through the grace of God, like I said, leaders. I would, like I said, because I'm in Angleston and I'm not able to actually touch each and every constituency, which and I would love to, but like I said, it's only me and my three partners. So we're all in Angleston. So what we would want to do is we want to help them as young men to grow.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, not just in the physical mind, but spiritually, financially, mentally, you understand? And just to grow as to young men that they're destined to be. You understand? I feel as if we can motivate them, they can be leaders, not just in their schools, in their classes, but also be leaders in their households, in their communities, you understand? So wherever they go, they can ask, like, where are you from? You're going to be like, I'm from Angleston, you understand? And like I said, that's Angleston strong. That's where we base the quote on, you understand? Being strong-minded, being strong physically, being strong mentally, and also through the grace of God, being strong in every aspect. So we would love to see each and every, not just young men as well, but young females as well. So if there's a leader in the Angleston community that is female and has an idea, we can sit together and reach out to our females as well because they women are also important. We don't want to...
No, definitely.
Women are important. And however, we can get young females and young males and to just instill in them and help them to grow.
And it's, you know, it's always good to reach out to somebody because you never know what people will be going through.
Mm-hmm.
See them smiling and laughing and they are so stressed out.
I know.
So when you have somebody like you, a leader, and that, you know, they can reach out to and to go and talk to them about their problems, that's mm-hmm. another thing, you know, because the mind mentally needs that.
Definitely, and it's important that you said that because, and it's important that you notice. I mean, I know for a fact that you're a wonderful wife. You understand? Because a lot of persons don't know that young men, especially men on the whole, deal with a lot mentally.
Mm-hmm.
Because society showed us that we always have to have our chest up and our chins up, and we take everything to the chin. We don't complain. We don't speak about our feelings. That is not true.
Mm-hmm.
If you're facing something, speak about it. You might not have that person to find find to speak about it, but you can talk to us about it.
Definitely.
You can reach out to us, reach out to Tadley. I know she has a wonderful mindset for our young people. Mm-hmm. You can reach out to her, the Guardian Radio, and she will actually help you as well. She's very positive in those aspects as well.
Yes, I do. That's what I'm fighting for. So hopefully, right, with God on my side, I could win that someday.
You will.
Eh, communauté haïtien, m konnen nou branché côté moun ka marqué l'odeur mieux moun ki kampod, moun ki na so sweet, moun ki côté ou ye ala one badè. Okay? M di bien ça ala one badè. Et m konnen nou branché na 96 après FM Guardian Radio côté na parler de jeune nou yo, jeune monsieur en nou yo qui important pour communauté a, qui important pour pays a. Que nous t'arrêtons même pour nous mettre dans une direction qui est abnormale avec parents et avec nous-mêmes tout. So, et le numéro pour nous relever, c'est 323 62 32 325 43 16 325 42 59. Si vous avez un monde ou un jeune petit garçon là, vous t'arrêtons et pour nous aider pour vous. Et un jeune, qu'importe, il a aidé parce que. J'aime dire qu'il y a un camping de basketball qui est gratis pour tout le monde aller, pour l'éduquer, pour mener dans la direction qui a fait nous-mêmes plaisir. So, si vous voulez demander des questions, vous pouvez poser des questions, car il est nous dans 323 62 32 325 43 16. Don't forget, you tune in with your girl, Lady T. My sponsor again is. Women Empowerment Movement Group, Star Apple. Of course, I have Von Kalmus Association Insurance and Brokers Limited. It's actually my sponsor too. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. They're located 52 Street Rosetta in Palmdale, okay? All right. 323, 6230. C'est le mieux pour les nous. All right, we will be right back.
Weekday mornings, join us for the show that's shaking up Bahamian radio. Morning Blend with Dwight Strong.
I must say, you all have raised the level of talk shows.
I think you have the best show that's going on right now for young people.
And I just want to tell you guys, you're doing a great job.
For national and international news and entertainment, talk and analysis.
I'm impressed with the type of show that you're running.
With different perspectives from what you may be used to.
This station has really, you know, I think, gotten the country to really start thinking about things and stop looking at things from... just from politicians' promises.
Morning Blend with Dwight Strawn, weekday mornings from 6 to 9 on Guardian Radio 96.9.
When are you guys going to be online? I find myself just in my car, just holding on to every last word. I don't have a radio in the office, so if I listen to you, I have to listen to you online.
We're online, guardiantalkradio.com.
Wake up, it's a new day.
Morning Blend business.
The economy.
Finance.
Business.
Industry.
Government sector. Private sector.
Financial services.
Tourism.
Personal finance.
Investing advice.
Consumer issues. Consumer rights.
Trends and business opportunities.
Morning Blend Business. Following Morning Blend every weekday from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. right here on Guardian Radio 96.9.
It takes a village to raise a child, and it takes each and every one of us to grow the Bahamas. On the clock, we dive into the stories, we identify the issues, and we engage the people, organizations, and institutions that keep the country running. On the clock with Aaron Green, weekdays 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM.
Hi, this is Juan McCartney, and I'm inviting you to join me Monday through Friday from noon to 2 on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM for the revolution.
USC has been running the country.
Yeah.
You have the cure that would put thousands of Bahamians to work. But you ain't telling us. y'all got to let make me prime minister first.
Lord knows I was ready to tell them one or two, because this is ridiculous.
I don't care what government it is. What it is, we got to look at some real things and say, but look, how can we fix this problem?
That's why the change has to come about, because people are looking for something new, trying to grasp or get their hands around something tangible that would give them some hope.
And if we decide that we want better, then we're going to have to invest in that.
The revolution. Remember, if you shake with indignation at injustice, then you are a comrade of mine.
Hi, I'm Chicago Lang, and I'm asking you to join me on Z Live, Mondays to Fridays, 2 to 4 p.m.
Politics in this country has become a blood sport. Yeah. And it's not really, it doesn't all go well for us as a developing country and democracy.
What do we do when we walk out there into the ecosystem that we live in? What do we give back to that? How do we make sure that the comforts of our country is just as comfortable as the comforts of our office?
Now, most of you know me from politics, but I want you to be sure this is not a political show. On this show, the facts, the truth, for the betterment of the Bahamas and for a better life for all of us.
They are not my servants. And I think sometimes
get it mixed up.
They get it mixed up. As the member of parliament, I am your servant. You dictate to me what it is you want in the community.
Let's talk about the kinds of things that are impacting us here in the Bahamas. But let's do it with some intelligence, with some calm, and with some solutions in mind. So join me Monday to Friday, 2 to 4 p.m., Z Live. Let's go off the record on Guardian 96.9 FM.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Together, which is Anupale Asam. Okay, with your host, Lady T. My guest for tonight is Wilmin Noel. Okay? <That's so loud. laughs> All right, don't forget, my sponsor is Bahamas Termite and Pest Control Services, located 10 Dean Lane. That's also, I also have Eddie Bar. Eddie Bar is my sponsor. Hi, Eddie. Big up, Eddie. And what is it? Caribbean Cuisine. Big up yourself, Caribbean Cuisine. How could I forget? That's actually one of my sponsors. You guys forgive me tonight. So let's continue talking because my community a pas prêlé. I'm back on Instagram. I swear. Le numéro pour nous relève 323-62-43-16-325-42-59. Ok, nous mettrons les émissions si nous avons question. You guys can call if you have any question to ask Mr. Noel whilst he's at the studio with us. All right, 323-62-32-325-4316-325-4259.
Yes, and I would like to also say this to everybody that's listening and to everybody that's going to watch this on Facebook later. Ted Lee wants to see young persons win. And like I said, she saw the flyer and immediately was like, listen, I love what you're doing. I love what you're doing and I just want to speak about it on it more. So all the sponsorships that is looking to be a part of something special, and especially those who just want to sponsor just a help person on the background, come to Ted Lee at Guardian Radio. She has what it takes through the grace of God to spread the news about positivity, not just in the Bahamian community, in the Haitian community, and whatever community in the Bahamas. So I'm asking that all sponsors seek this and know that this is the first step to change.
Facts. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Blessings
I just got a, I just got a free promotion, did I? Okay, 323-62-32-325-4316-325-4259. Communauté haïtienne, 325-62-32-325-4316-425-4316-425-4316-425-4316-425-4316-425-4316-425-4316-425-4316-425-4316-425-4316-425-4316-425-4316-425-4316-425-4316-425-4316-425-4316-425-4316-425-4316-425-4316-425-4316-425-4316-425-4316-425-4316-425-4316-425-4316-425-4316-425-4316-425-4316-425-4316-425-4316-425-4316-425-4316-425-4316-425-4316-425-4316-425-4316-425-4316-425-4316-425-4316-425-4316-425-4316-425-4316-425-4316-425-4316-425-4316-425-4316-425-4316-425-4316-425-4316-425-4316-425-4316-425-4316-425-4316-425-4316-425-4316-425-4316-425-4316-425-4316-425-4316-425-4316-425-4316-425-4316-425-4316-425-4316-425-4316-425-4316-425-4316-425-4316-425-4316-425-4316-425 avec émission ça nous remet ensemble en nous parler ensemble côté nous ta remet pour nous mettre jeune nous dans direction qu'a fait nous plaisir. Okay, right, Noel?
It definitely.
Noel, you could keep talking because that's what you're here for.
Yeah, mom, most definitely. I'm all day.
To talk about the youth so the people can get the message and they could understand where you're coming from, you know? Mm-hmm. So it's good to, you know.
Yeah, most definitely. Like I said, in all aspects, and although we're doing the basketball camp in Anniston, which is our constituency, like faced before, but like I said, you don't have to be in Anniston for us to help you.
Oh, you don't?
No, you don't.
Oh, okay.
Because like I said, there's probably someone from Carmichael Road
right.
that wants to speak to someone.
Mm-hmm.
So we just don't want to limit that to that. You understand? So if you want to speak to, like I said, Ted Lee or myself, you understand, you can contact us. You can contact me. Ted Lee gave her phone number, which is 323-6232, 325-4316, and 325-4259. And you guys can contact me at 433-7572 if you young men want to talk, if you young females want to talk to Ted Lee, and wherever you guys are, you understand? So like I said, although the basketball camp was the initiative, what we understand, first and foremost, basketball, see what basketball does is it helps you build that chemistry, because those days you winning and losing together, mm-hmm. boy, they be deep. Yeah, understand? Because you see a bunch of grown men and young men crying together because they lost, and they all have to come together in mm-hmm. unity in order to win again. And it's so beautiful when you see this, because you see how when young men, especially strong black young men, put their heads together, how powerful they can become. So the basketball initiative was just to bring them together. And then, like I said, although we know basketball isn't the only thing that's going to actually help them,
mm-hmm.
because yes, some of them might not just want to be basketball players, but then again, a lot of them need mental help. You understand? A lot of them need jobs. Because like I said, you still want to provide for these young kids. You understand? So, and especially, you understand that there's a lot of young persons that are not working, especially young men in the community that actually wants to work. But, you know, they need qualifications. They need this. They need that. We also want to be in a position to help them out financially as well. So through the grace of God, like I said, that's why I said, through the grace of God, when these sponsors hit you up, most definitely, and you did this through grace of God, mm-hmm. and like I said, you are giving them now the leeway to help them.
Why
I love it so much that you're inviting us here today to speak on this. And like I said, once again, we just want to help, man. We just want to help through the grace of God. And it's bigger than basketball. It's bigger than us. It's for them. Like I said, for the young people in our young generation, through the grace of God. As we can see, once again, like you said, what's going on in Ukraine and Russia, although we're not a part of Russia or Ukraine on the United States or whatever they're doing over there, but we're still being affected by it. Y'all see how much gas is?
Mm-hmm.
Come on.
You want to remind me again?
I just told you.
It's ridiculous.
It's ridiculous.
I'm sure I'm not the only one that's feeling it.
Wow.
Like, it's terrible.
And you would think those Japanese guys would have taken that. They ain't even taking that cheap.
No. No, they're not.
Exactly.
Because I'm like, they're so small, it'll be better. If exactly. If you're driving a small car, your gas could last. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I don't know what's going on.
Most definitely.
I'm trying to figure if they mix it with something.
Listen to me. I said the same thing. So, but... And all around, and like what Ted Lee was saying earlier, we're still affected by it. So in any way possible, you might think that, oh, I just need to worry about me and mm-hmm. mine's. But if all of us think that way, then who's going to help the ones that's less fortunate, that doesn't have the father figure? Mm-hmm. And as we can see in the Bahamas already, that young persons, a young man in our constituency loses their lives faster. I mean, it's a lot of kids are growing up without fathers.
Yeah, and that's what I was saying. No, you know, when you look at this this kind of thing that's going on now in this little country, you wonder, like, do they have people to go to help them?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? You wonder, do they have anybody to reach out to them who they could talk to? Because it seems as if it's so much going the wrong way. You know?
Right, exactly. So... And like I said, I was born and raised in Anniston. I first started off Kira Street Meadows Lane. That's where I grew up. And then we transferred later down to Palm Beach Street. And all of my life, like I said, the person that was available to me during those times I was growing up was either Dr. Reverend Cooper as well. And when she watched his voice, I hope, hopefully you can sponsor this. If you know, we have a camera here, whatever's recording us, hopefully you can sponsor Ted Lee and so she can continue in Park Angleton community. And there was Robo. So there wasn't much leaders through the grace of God. But like I said, to my eyes, like I said, but we were seeking that, right? So to, when I was growing up, there wasn't much leaders. But what we did, especially calling Petit Haitien, it's either L'Église Lakai L'Église Lakai, right? Mm-hmm. It's either school, church, or home. And so we really didn't have that much of advantage to go there. So our parents usually helped us. But now growing up in our generation, I mean in their generation now, where a lot of not just Petit Haitien Cap movie, but a lot of persons dying on, young men dying on the hold. So there isn't much right now. So like I said, so even if we can be an encouragement for someone else that's in there, that it's in different constituencies such as Carmichael Road, Nassau Street, wherever you guys are, you understand, and that wherever you guys are listening now, watching now, if we can come together and you and we can encourage you to start your free initiative to the community, maybe one day your team can go up against my team. We can join in unity, and they can stop being constituency rivals.
That's facts.
And gangs.
That's true.
You understand? Because we grew up together now. Because every person that, and statistics says it works. Because why? Every person that I grew up playing basketball with when I was young, we're still cool today.
That's awesome.
We still have that love for each other, and we still play basketball up to the day. Up to the day, from young kids to young men. And we might, like I said, and that relationship, we respect each other as far as it goes. So we understand that basketball can work. So we can encourage other young persons and constituencies to do the same thing. We don't just want this for Angleton. We want this for the entire Bahamas.
Facts. That's
true. Not just for Angleton. We just want young men on the whole to be the leaders. Because like you mentioned, Ted Lee, once again, loving your positive mindset, that young men are the leaders. We are the future leaders. And we are the ones that are actually going to give the nay and says to a lot of stuff. Then who's going to lead us? Who's going to lead us if we don't lead them now?
Mm-hmm. And it actually puzzled me to say young men are dropping down like flies now. Like, if you have a little girl, you wonder, like, who she's going to marry?
Yo, that's crazy, right?
You know?
Uh-huh.
Who she's going to marry? Like, you just want to pray and that the grace of God would fall on some of them. So they could just start going the right way, man. Because it really, really and truly is depressing.
And that's why
depressing.
And that's why I'll continue to applaud you, because what you're doing right now helps that situation, Tepi.
It's depressing, man.
You know, because now you're spreading the word so we can actually try to implement a stop to it because of the platform that you have. And now, because now what you have and now what we're doing, and because of you now, I'm able to reach other young men, encourage other people.
Right.
You understand? Right. That's why what you're doing is so important, and it actually helps now through the grace of God, because what you're doing, these young ladies would have someone to marry now.
Thank God for that. I'm happy to hear that.
Through the grace of God.
And, you know, I'm talking to some of our young men, too, in the Haitian community, that sometimes they feel like they are stateless, you know. I want to tell you guys, because, you know, at the age of 18, which is the law and order, constitution, the rights, and, you know, at the age of 18 is when you're supposed to apply for your citizenship. And sometimes you wait till you're 30, 29, 28, and nothing. I want to tell you guys, hold on. Don't get discouraged. Okay? Don't get discouraged. Keep praying, going at it, checking on your stuff.
Yep.
That's important. Do not go the wrong way. And I tend to see that a lot of them go the wrong way because they feel like, hey, they don't have no
status.
Society
give up on them, right?
Yeah, society give up on them. They don't have no status. And, you know, with you being stateless in the country, you don't have no status. You can't do nothing. You can't even get a driver's license. You can't get a bank card. You can't get an NIB card. You can't do anything. It's just like you here, but cannot even contribute anything to society or anything at all.
And just what you said, and it's so beautiful. I hope Fidelity Bank is listening, because now Fidelity Bank, they have a strategy, I think, and correct me if I'm wrong, that they actually can actually help persons now open a bank account. So Fidelity Bank,
you
want to come to sponsor Guardian Radio, because she's actually helping you guys market, you understand, and sponsor her, and she spread the news, and this is how it goes.
Oh, really? They do?
Yeah, and like I said, I'll double check with you right now.
So we wanna tell you, don't give up. Nous voulons dire nous voulons encourager nous pour nous rester là, nous connaissons situation, nous connaissons Jamaïque, même si parfois il est lourd, comprendre nous mettez papier en dedans, mettez citizenship là dedans, il est lourd, il peut pas parler. Parfois vous finissez faire tout travail là, l'air est lourd encore, dit comme ça, oh besoin ça, you know what I mean? So pas décourager, rester là.
Là,
tout le monde gagne jour par jour. Bon Dieu, qu'on délivre tout le monde. Ouais, là, arrivé, pas gagné qui a campé devant. OK? All right, you guys are tuning to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM with your girl, Lady T. Let's talk together on Upali on some. And you know, I have my guest here with me. And we're about to finish. Wow, where did time go?
Hey,
it's almost 7 o'clock. I forget the time change also today. So I almost reached you a little late. Community, I say, I'm your SK, no branch, I'm batting the new as well, ma'am. I'm going to no branch, I'm batting the new. Probably, I'm going to no relem 323 68 32 325 43 16 325 42 59. OK, nous ca relé émission parce que m'pa gen temps qui rete encore, m'gen 6 minutes encore qui rete après 6 minutes. Émission a pas fini, OK? All right, you guys are tuned into Global. Sorry, excuse me. Go ahead.
Yeah, most definitely. So, like I said, once again, to all young men, put tout timon haïtien, put all young ladies, like Teddy, I want to piggyback what she said, stay encouraged, especially come on petit haïtien. You know, we especially petit haïtien, like
petit haïtien, oui.
Listen to me. Hey, I'm going to say this. I faced a lot growing up con petit haïtien. And it was just through the grace of God, the fact that I wanted to stick throughout it, that's actually having me here today, to want to encourage you. So I believe that you, like what Tedley said, if once you stay encouraged, you continue pushing through despite it all. You remain resilient through the grace of God, because like I said, we're fighting for something different. Because like I said, you know, come on, petit haïtien, we don't just take care of our generation, but we take care of our mommy generation, day generation, you understand? So we have so many generations to take care of. So we're not battling for a lot. Another thing.
Yeah, la génération.
You understand what I'm saying? So continue to stay encouraged. Don't give up. Like I said, once again, if you guys need help, you guys can call Tedley. You understand? Through the grace of God, however best. I know for a fact she can give you guys advice and see how you guys can.
You can leave your number again with them so that they can. Say your number again so that they can know your number, because that's Guardian Radio number.
Oh, okay.
That's not mine. Well, okay. So you can say your number so they could know.
All right. 433-7572. 433-7572. Once again, if there's a female that's in the Anglican community that wants to help females, and then through the grace of God, contact us at 433-7572 so we can do whatever best we can, the best that we can, to help not just young men in the Anglican community, but also young females as well. Because as important the young men are, the females are as well. Because I don't want to leave from your show and then girls be like, you forget what I say. Yeah, it's that. It was definitely so.
OK, communauté haïtienne, m'kou en nou branché, m'toujou di ça, mais m'kou en nou parle animatrice, animateur, m'yo, nou parle émission. Et moun ki branché nan Kamakelo, donc bon, m'di ça encore, moun ki branché nan Wolf Road, moun ki branché nan Market Suite, Marquis Suite, moun ki branché nan Coconut Grove, moun ki branché nan Angleston, tout moun a la one deba. La fini tout sou, moun ki ta fete fete li, jodi a ou kom pou mwa sa, ou ta kare l'émission sa tout, pou ti moun sa bonne fete. et toujours fait ça tout parce que nous connaissons pas de qu'on fait ça là but parce que nous connaissons côté m'té on pas dans global encore c'est là dans gardien mieux qu'on y a so nous ca toujours les mots que nous ca toujours fait même bagaille là on seul bagaille émission en vienne pig qu'on y a OK 323 62 32 325 43 16 OK 325 43 16 325 42 59 All right guys, any last word you would like to say before we
most definitely once again, Tadley, thank you so much for inviting me to the show. I am one third of Dion McPhee and Perry Lubin. I also want to, there's this lawyer, his name is Howard Thompson. He saw what we were doing and he was like, hey.
Oh, I know Howard Thompson.
Hey, yo.
Very nice guy.
Wonderful person.
Yeah.
Wonderful person.
And congratulations, Howard.
Once. Yes, congratulations. And he automatically reached out. He's like, yo, I endorse this, like, come for the donations for the young men. I was like, you know, like I said, although he wasn't asking for sponsors, but he did it. George Sands as well. George Sands said, hey, we're gonna sponsor water and ice for the camp.
Wow, that's nice.
You understand? So to see other persons want to do that, that's great as well. I know, through the grace of God, I just want to say, you know, to everybody that wants to, you know, bring your son, your nephew, whether you have a cousin, whether whoever it is, you know, continue to stay encouraged and let them come through the camp and be an impact.
Hello. OK. Ou carré le mokot 323 62 32 325 43 16 325 42 59. C'est le mieux pour les bonnes parents dans l'émission encore parce que l'émission a fini. We are about to. That's it. OK, pas oublier l'autre dimanche encore ou qu'à brancher sur l'émission. On nous parle ensemble à 6h chaque dimanche à 6h pour ce temps. Merci en pile tout le monde. Thank you so much, guys. Have a good evening. See you again next week, Sunday at 6 p.m. I had here with me Wilmin Noel. Thank you so much. Have a good night.